For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm their host for the hour. And we try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. And a reminder that Village Green is always your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. So I'm very excited about our guest today, and his name is Patrick K. Porter, Ph.D. He's the founder and chief BrainTap officer at BrainTap, which was created with a singular mission in mind, to better a billion brains. I love that. We are discussing breakthroughs in brain health with light, sound, and vibration. Welcome to the show, Dr. Porter.
Well, thank you for having me, Dana.
Well, you have, can you give background on how you got interested in this particular subject? I think it's a critical piece of information.
Yeah, well, I was fortunate enough to be born into a home with an alcoholic father. And as bizarre as that sounds, that meant that he had to go get help. And we're living in an age of information. This was in the 70s, and my dad got help through a process of relaxation. So he got interested in that, and that started our journey into health, nutrition, and relaxation. And he became a seminar leader for a program called the Silva Method. And then as I grew up, I went to school for electronics, but always had a keen interest in meditation, relaxation techniques. And I started working with, when I got my PhD, started working with a group called Light and Sound Research as their researcher, and we developed this technology to help people who were in pain. Because when you're in pain, you can't relax, right? And most people don't understand that pain only happens in one brainwave. It's called beta. So in our research, what we found was sound can get you out of pain, like listening to nice music, relaxing, that can do it. But then when we introduced the light with it, and now we've introduced the vibration, we can get the brain into a state of deep relaxation where they can improve their clarity, their sleep, and their energy. And all of that research basically culminated back in 2013 when we created this newest technology called BrainTap, just so we could bring it out to the masses. And instead of just having it in clinics, which is the way we used to do it before that time, now anyone in the world can actually purchase this equipment because it's been miniaturized. And because of our smartphones, the technology can be put through our phones, which in the past, think of it like when the old home stereos used to be the stacking stereos where you'd have all the different components. Now we're able to miniaturize all that and put it in it, and that's where my electronics background came in. But the reality is that we're mostly working with people to get them out of sympathetic overload. So no matter what nutritional supplement they're taking or whatever they're doing in their life, stress is still going to have a big effect. And now we know that the hippocampus, which is the region of the brain that really transacts short-term to long-term memories, that stress actually has that area of the brain shrinking. So if you've ever been in a stressful situation, you couldn't remember anything, that's because that affects that part of the brain that helps to go collect those memories.
That's fascinating. And I'm fascinated that you can miniaturize it to the degree you have. Tell us some patient stories, what you've experienced with people.
Well, back in 2006, People Magazine actually did a featured story about us, about weight loss. And I know that there's a lot of people out there right now, they say 93% of America doesn't like their weight, but what it is it's more of a mental diet than it is a physical diet. Of course, you got to have the right information in the body in the form of foods and water and things. But what we found was the person that we featured in People Magazine, which when they contacted us, we were able to give them over 100 people. We could have given them 1,000. I had a franchise company. We had 108 locations. And this guy had taken half his weight off and kept it off for 5 years. And he still got the weight off. He's still a friend of mine on Facebook and LinkedIn. And what he did was he changed his mindset. Now when he looks at the old pictures of himself at 270 pounds, he doesn't even believe that's him because he's been thin now. Now it's been, almost 25 years. And he said that he doesn't even identify with that person. He identifies more with the person in his mind. So we changed his appetite is of the mind, hunger is of the body. So what we were able to do with the technology is get them into a relaxed state, start giving them the right information so they could think about themselves and food differently. There's a lot of people out there, they call them stress eaters, or there's comfort food and all of these things. And the brain is the central processing system, or the authority, if you will. We actually have a default mode network that we operate on. And if we have our default mode network is controlled by overeating, then we can change that. That's one of the stories. We've helped people go through painless surgeries, believe it or not. You can have surgery without any anesthetic because our brain has opioid receptors in the brain, and we can train the brain to go into these pain-free states and experience even surgery. Myself, I had a surgery where they took a piece of my bone from my collar and put it over. They called it a bone block surgery for my shoulder. They don't do those anymore, but back when they had that done, my dad trained me, no pain. We mostly work right now with we have literally thousands of testimonials. If somebody were to go online and just type in hashtag BrainTap, they would see we have a lot of biohackers out there, from Roger Snipes to David Asprey to people like that, that are using our product, and they post them. A lot of movie stars actually online, you can see them using it. They'll tell the story. The biggest thing that we hear in those stories is that they're sleeping better. And that's something we might be able to talk to in one of the segments, because it's important how the brain function. The brain literally improves everything, or can cause problems everywhere, because we believe that all stress is brain stress, because it has to be processed. If you think of someone in the military that's flying a helicopter, they're literally doing something with either eye. They're doing something with both ears. Like, for instance, they're hearing their crew in one ear, the tower in the other. They're seeing their weapons display in one eye, and they're seeing where they're flying with the other. Their hands are controlling and their feet are controlling. They're doing all of this. Now, you can't just put somebody out of basic training and say, fly the helicopter. There's a lot of training that goes in, and they're really trying to find out whose brain can handle that amount of stress. And most of us, unfortunately, our life is stressed around us. We call it sympathetic survival syndrome because of the sympathetic nervous system. Once we're in that, think of the sympathetic nervous system like a part of us. If it's modulating correctly with the parasympathetic, it's fine. But if not, it can hijack us. And what that means is it can hijack the way we metabolize food. It can hijack the way our emotions. It can hijack our relationships. Stress is such an overwhelming or pervasive malady that most people don't even identify that it's stress. They think it's actually a physical problem. And most of the time, there's a component to all illness. Has a component that's mental. They say that 97% of all stress is exacerbated by, illness is exacerbated by stress. So if we can reduce that stress, bring clarity to the person, help them to sleep better, because sleep is our superpower, and that's where we need to really rebuild, remend, and rest and digest, and then provide more energy, people are going to have a better life, and that's what we're all about.
Well, you've really explained it so well, and we're going to talk at length about some of these subjects. We do talk about sleep a lot. I call sleep a nutrient, and there's no substitute for it. But what you're doing is really groundbreaking, and it's interesting that your father and his health issues directed you in that direction, taking that path. You've got a new book out. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the book Thrive and Overdrive, actually anyone listening can actually go and download it at braintap.pro, and they get a free copy of it. But what we're talking about is we live in a world today that is so fast. Information is going so, we're bombarded. Unfortunately, a lot of people are consumed by the news instead of consuming news. They start to live their life based on what the talking heads are saying instead of taking control. But the reality is that we can't go anywhere without our electronic leash, they call it, our cell phone. Psychology has actually coined a new term called mophobia, we live in a world right now that is something called psychoimmunology, you know, with what's happening. That means our psychology or our way we think can affect our nervous system. And people don't understand that we need downtime as well as uptime. So that's why we called the book Thrive and Overdrive, because everybody wants to go fast. They want it free, you know, and this is a day and age where we have to let technology assist us, because technology is not going away. No matter how bad we hear in the news that our phones are for us, or blue lights, or, you know, whatever is going on in the world, we're not going to stop. You know, we want this technology. So what I believe, if we look through history, anywhere there's been a crisis, there's always been a technology that has come along to help us. And the biggest thing that we're not doing, I think, in our society today is the downtime, the relaxing, whether it be a meditative prayer or a meditative practice or using BrainTap. We need to unplug, go through a digital detox daily, you know, even if it's only 20 minutes or 30 minutes, just to get away from it, let your body reset and then recalibrate so we can go back. And that's really what I talk about. And there's a lot of science in there that talks about why this is, but it's also written for the general public. So there's action steps. There's things they can do to start implementing a stress-free lifestyle.
Well, it was Candace Pert who discovered the mind-body connections. And I was fortunate to have a conversation with her. She discovered the neurotransmitters. There was only really acetylcholine until she got to it. She called it the Hoffman-LaRoche receptors. You have, you know, she opened up this field tremendously. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk more about it. And folks, if you've just tuned in with us, I want to remind you that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're talking and having a wonderful conversation with Dr. Patrick Porter, and we're talking about BrainTap and healing your brain, using your brain in a better way, especially with overload. So we're going to talk more about it. And there's a good book that you can download, Thrive and Overdrive, How to Navigate Your Overloaded Lifestyle. That should sound familiar to everybody. So stay with us, folks. We're going to be right back after this brief break.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Start the new school year off right with Pure Encapsulation's new Pure Nutrients Gummy. The new Pure Nutrients Gummy is a comprehensive multivitamin mineral complex enhanced with organic berries and fruits in a great-tasting fruit-flavored gummy that's suitable for the whole family. With higher levels of vitamins and minerals than other leading professional brands, the Pure Nutrients Gummy offers daily wellness support in a fun, berry-shaped gummy multivitamin. The Pure Nutrients Gummy can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at MyVillageGreen.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top-quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, today and every day. At Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And please tune in next week for more information on healthy living. Now, speaking of healthy living, our guest today is Patrick Porter, Ph.D. He is the founder and chief brain tap officer at Brain Tap, which was created with a singular mission in mind to better a billion brains. We are discussing breakthroughs in brain health with light, sound, and vibration. And Dr. Porter, could we start out with a discussion of light and how it affects the brain?
Sure. Well, one of the things that we say, and it's been said out there in nutrients, like you were talking about sleep being a nutrient, light is a nutrient. It's probably one of the most underprescribed nutrients we have. There's actually a lot of different disorders, but the one most people are aware of is called seasonal affective disorder, which is a mood disorder. And what we do is we found that there's something magical in the body, and it's actually supported by ancient literature. Actually, in India, they talk about the morning light as being really good for clarity. And now we know through science it's an 810 nanometer light, which can heal the brain because it affects and creates vasodilation, blood flow, and circulation. What happens to each of us, unfortunately, as we get better looking and more intelligent with age, there are certain things that happen to us, right? We start to, our brain starts to plaque, or we have inflammation, all of these different issues. So blood flow stops, which means when we get damage to the brain, there's really only three reasons that our body isn't functioning the way it was intended. We have a self-governing and repairing nervous system, but it sometimes gets hung up. And one of them is called toxins, right? So toxins, thoughts, and trauma. But we've also all experienced trauma growing up. In fact, they say that the average person has fallen 2,000 to 5,000 times before they're 6 years old. And who you are today is actually the total of how your brain or nervous system reevaluated and recalibrated after those injuries. Because the brain is very smart. It's going to use what it can to keep processing what we see, hear, and experience. It's really processing our reality and feeding it back to us in a way that we can make sense out of it. But if we have trauma, what happens, and you were talking just a little bit ago about neurotransmitters, let's say we damage a part of the brain that's supposed to be making acetylcholine, that's going to cause us to be angry and upset, irritable. Let's say we damage a part of the brain that is supposed to be producing GABA, that's going to cause us not to sleep very well because it's the gateway it's a precursor to deep sleep or delta, which is where we start triggering the serotonin. So we have all these different mechanisms in the brain. And what we found now, because of LED light, we can actually mimic the light from the sun. It's important for the listeners to understand that we as humans only see a fraction of the light that hits our planet. We are living in a spectrum of light that is so minuscule compared to the light or the frequencies that are out there from our sun, that we think this is all that reality is. But there's been a lot of documentation and research that shows we actually see two new colors in the purple and blue spectrum that our ancient ancestors didn't see, because our brain is now able to process that light differently. So we're actually seeing more of whatever, it's already here, we just don't see it. So it's almost like having an invisible man standing beside us. And now, wow, we see that person. So our brain processes these. But the reason we use light with BrainTap is we found we need to get light into the brain. Light does some incredible things to heal the body. Number one, light brings vasodilation, which means it's going to bring blood flow. Anywhere there's blood flow, there's also a lymphatic vessel. But in the brain, they call them glia vessels, like after the glia cell. But it's really, they're still lymphatic vessels for us that aren't into medical physiology. But in the when the process, that means that we get nutrients in, we can carry toxins out. And we'll talk about a little bit more about that and why sleep's important on that later. But in the process of doing this, when we get blood flow and circulation, now the nutrients for the brain, we're getting nutrients to that area. We're carrying the toxins out. If you can think of your brain like a bowl of jelly, and the brain is the jelly in the middle of the bowl, and even if you don't see damage when you have a concussion or a traumatic injury, maybe it's just falling on the ice or you bumped heads with somebody, the brain's going to, it's going to have a little bruise there. Now, hopefully the body can mend it, but let's say that it doesn't. It's going to start to affect over the long term. But at any age, what we have found at any age, we can improve the brain. And I'm going to tell you a story about that in just a second. But in what the light does through vasodilation, blood flow, and circulation, it brings in nitric oxide. Now, in the 70s, when nitric oxide was discovered, the two doctors that invented it got the Nobel Prize. It was always there, but they saw, you know, they found out in this nitric oxide causes this basically blowing up of the blood vessels, this vasodilation, so that in healing happens. Almost every spontaneous healing or healing event is tied to nitric oxide. It's like a magical thing that happens. But what happens in the cell when light goes into the body, and we do it through the eyes and through the ears, and I'll explain why that is in a moment, but we want to get light into the brain in the form of photons. These photons, the light at 633 nanometer and 470 nanometer light are absorbed by the photons. They then circulate into the body, and they go to the brain first when you produce this light in the ears and in the eyes. And so the eyes aren't just attached to the brain, they are brain matter. So that means through photobiomodulation, which means the photons go in and they circulate. As they're circulating through the system, the body is going, these photons are going to stay circulating until they find a cell that's going through cell death, or what they call apoptosis. When they find that cell, that mitochondria that's dying acts like a magnetic attractor, like a negative pole on a battery, and the photon works as the positive pole or vice versa, and it basically absorbs that photon. The moment it does that, the Krebs cycle, or the cell itself, the cell memory, reengages. The instruction cell is reset, and that cell comes back to life. There have been studies over time that show that there's really no reason for a cell to die. If we can detox it and we can give it nutrients, it should stay alive forever because it's energy. It's not, a lot of people think we're physical beings, but the reality is that we aren't. We are light, sound, and vibration, and mostly space. You know, we're mostly nothing.
Yeah.
You know, or not really nothing. Yeah. They say it's not nothing anymore. We're mostly information. So we're in this information field, as it were. So light interacts with this information field and causes the body to do what it does best. And so just like a plant would need photosynthesis, we need light to process. Now, what we're processing is called ATP. So this ATP, think of it like a currency for the body. So the listeners, think of it when you feel down and out, but then you go out in the sunshine and, you know, it's a sunny day and you start to feel energized. That's because we're basically solar panels, you know, and we're designed to be outside all day long and absorbing the sunlight. But we don't get that anymore. We live in homes, we drive our cars, we put sunscreen on because we're told that the sun is damaging. But I'm going to tell you right now, the ancients in India, in the Vedic text, they talked about the importance of getting up at 4 a.m, 2 hours before sunrise, and bathing your body in infrared light. You don't burn your skin. They don't get sunburns because our body has photoreceptors, and once they're full, it just reflects that light. So our body, if we were living out in nature the way we were, we would never have to use sunscreen because our body would basically reflect any additional light that we don't need. Our body only absorbs about a 20-minute dose of light is good for the body. That's why going for a walk out in the day can change your mood. So what we do is we bring it in through the ears and the eyes, and I already mentioned the eyes, but we do it through the ears as well because that the ears have meridians. So you might have heard, and if there's any medical doctors on the listening, they know that you can actually use a laser or you can use acupuncture needles. You can do it to activate different regions of the body by triggering those meridians in the ears. Think of these meridians like information highway for energy. So in Chinese cultures and other Ayurvedic cultures, they know that this energy system is the delivery system of really the nervous system over the epithelia cells of the body. So it's faster than the nervous system, actually, the sense of touch throughout the body and the system. But if any of these are blocked, which we can scan now and know, we know that you can put light into the ears, and it actually, through photobiomodulation again, it will fill up the body. They've actually traced on YouTube, there's actually a nice video where I think it was at MIT, they put a laser on one part of the body, and then they watched that laser retrace throughout the whole body. So even though you might be putting it on the ears, after a 20-minute dose, your whole body is actually vibrating and resonating with this light. And then remember, throughout the whole body, it's looking for the cells that are going into apoptosis, and it's going to be bringing those cells back online. This works with any light, not just BrainTap. Any light therapy that's using 810, 630, or 470 nanometer light, there's healing light and there's not. You know, if you get too intense with the lasers, of course, you're going to burn the skin. Or like my brother-in-law, who's a maxillofacial surgeon, he uses lasers to get rid of scars and make people beautiful. You know, so there's different intensities. But I'm talking about low-level light therapy. So it's not the intense laser. You can use lasers too, which we do, but not in the BrainTap. But
We're going to try to carry on this conversation. You've given us a lot of good information on light, very interesting, and I am familiar with auricular acupuncture. We've used it in our practices in the past, very fascinating, and I did not know how effective light can be through the ears. So it's not just the eyes. And if you've just tuned in with us, folks, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour. We're talking with Dr. Patrick Porter, and he is Chief BrainTap Officer at BrainTap, which was created with a singular mission in mind to better a billion brains, and we are learning about that. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Quality can't always be seen. Honest labeling, trusted sourcing, unwavering standards. At Pure Encapsulations, we are committed to wellness without compromise, delivering high-quality hypoallergenic products for nearly 3 decades. Our products are free from gluten, trans fats, peanuts, GMOs, magnesium stearate, and artificial ingredients. Pure Encapsulations is the leading brand in the healthcare practitioner market, ranking highest in ingredients purity, quality testing, and trust. Pure Encapsulations products available at Village Green Apothecary and MyVillageGreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800. Or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour, and we're having a really wonderful conversation with Patrick Porter, PhD, founder of and chief brain tap officer at Brain Tap. And it was created with a singular mission in mind to better a billion brains. I just like that. BBB, better a billion brains. Very well done. So we talked about light and its effect on the body and how important it is to the inside of the body, both exposure in ears and eyes. So are we going to talk, what will we talk about next? What do you want to cover?
Well, we can talk a little bit about how sound affects the body, because they've been using sound a lot longer to create the balance in the hemispheres. And the story that I want to kind of tell that I kind of teased in the last segment was, we did a study with women 55, 65 years old. This was in Florida, our pilot study, and it's now in a full-blown study in Brazil. We're partners with five different universities down there that are part of the same university system, and we do a pilot study here usually with a small group, and then they take on a big group. They're doing it with a 200 population, which hopefully is back on. They said 2 weeks ago Brazil went back into their schools went back to school. So it's fall for them. It's not summer. So, but that's happening. But what happened in Florida, we have a doctor who might be a good one for you to interview at some point. His name is Kelly Miller, Dr. Kelly Miller. He wrote a book called Saving Your Brain. And he has a whole chapter in there about brain tap because of this one pilot study we did with him. And what we did was we took women, 55, 65, they all scored on the dementia scale. They were all diagnosed from their medical doctor with dementia. And we then took them in. They also did the correlating scores with the Cambridge Science scoring test, so we could see with fMRIs how their brain was working. We then took them through only brain tap, which is using light, sound, and vibration. After 6 weeks of brain tap only, we had them retested. None of them were on the dementia scale. All of them were now functioning in the realm of improved neurological function, which meant they were no longer on the spectrum of dementia. And the whole thing was that we measured their brain, and we found out the left hemisphere was actually slowing down before the right. Now, what happens when that occurs is the hemispheres get out of sync, and that can cause anxiety and stress and depression, because our memories don't come from one place. A lot of people don't understand how the brain works. They think you just go back to a file cabinet and get your memory. No, when you think a memory, like if I ask you to think of your favorite vacation, the moment you start to think about it, you engage up to 9 places in the brain. So the brain lights up, and then it assembles or reassembles, or what they call re-presents. So it presents that information to you in the form of synaptic firing and all of these other neurological functions, and you have an image. Maybe you see yourself, you know, tanning on a beach or going on a mountain hike, whatever it is. You then bring in all the senses. All of that comes from different areas. Well, if these two hemispheres are not functioning correctly, the information doesn't get to the corpus callosum and doesn't organize in a way, so there's a misfiring. And this misfiring could be just nanoseconds, but that means that you don't have the memory anymore. Now, a nanosecond to the brain is like an eternity, you know, because you've heard it said there's something called the speed of light, but there's the speed of thought. So if I think about Pluto, I'm already there, where light takes, you know, 144,000 miles an hour. So we can actually think a lot faster than light. So when that happens, that anxiety and stress, it exacerbates the problem or makes it worse. What we found is after the 6 week trial where they did the brain tap 3 times a day, we have wake up sessions, which wake up the brain, we call it digital coffee. We have reboot sessions that you use in the afternoon that help you to reclaim up to 80% of the energy of the morning, which can be done very easily. We have that's proven. And then we have sleep sessions that have you help you to go to sleep, because our brains are not regulating correctly because of the stressors and the foods and everything that's happening to our lives. But after the 6 weeks, we found out a few things. Not only were they not on the dementia scale, we improved their neurological function, which means neuroplasticity, by 64%. And the reason that happened was the body, the mechanisms of the mind are already there, but the brain, which is only 2% of the body's weight typically, but uses 20% of the energy of the system, it's always looking for ways to shut down. So when it, once it shuts down a circuit, and give you a good example to the listeners, when we learned languages, if you've learned more than one language, then you have a brain circuit that stays open. But if you only learned one language, they say around 5 to 7 years old, that circuit for learning languages shuts down to conserve energy. That's why people that know two languages can learn a third language even easier, and a fourth language, because we don't learn languages the way they want to teach us. We absorb languages, and that's because of the state of theta that we're in when we're children. We basically absorb reality. We don't make sense of it. We make sense of it later, and that's how the brain is functioning with what's going on. So in the process of doing this, we use sound to balance the brain. We're also using light to correlate off that sound, but sound comes in the form of a binaural beat. What a binaural beat is, and these are pretty popular on the internet, but we've been doing this since the 80s. And we use a Dr. Kaplan out of Moscow University. We licensed his algorithms. He's the guy that invented brainwave technology that can convert to speech. So we're going to see some fascinating things coming out about the brain very soon, as long as it gets out of trials. But in the what we know is that the hemispheres communicate. But let's say that I put a 200 hertz frequency in the right ear and a 210 hertz frequency in the other. The brain doesn't hear either of those frequencies. The brain hears a phantom sound of 10 hertz. And so this happens all the time to us. So we're not hearing the sounds of reality. We're hearing the differences in the sound. And that's what our brain is, a pattern recognizing organ. And so what we know, Dr. Oster, back in the actually 1800s, he realized that when he did this, he could alter people's brain activity. Now, they couldn't measure it back then like we can today, but it would show up in the biology of the person. When we're relaxed, we have warm hands. When we're relaxed, we breathe deeper. So you can get rid of the, you know, when some people are stressed, they have the flushing effect. And so you can see these things physiologically as you shift from being in a high arousal state to a relaxed state. And when I say high arousal, that's what most people are operating in. We call this, that's why we call it the sympathetic survivor syndrome. So your body is in ready alert. The blood leaves your gut, goes out to your extremities because it doesn't know you're not being chased by a saber-toothed tiger. It just knows there's stress. And then when we relax, so we call that the survivor brain. And then we have our brain that's rest and digest and relax. That's the brain that we want to engage. We call that the healing brain. And so what we found is by using this light and sound together, we could train the brain without your awareness. It doesn't take any conscious effort. The brain learns this way anyway. So to give you an example, Dana, and any of the listeners, if you ever go to the ocean, and people love the ocean, right? They love the waves and the sound of the waves and all of that. Well, there's a reason for that. Number one, as humans, we need to live close to water, right? We need water. There's a supply of food. So it's a primitive reflex. But also the ocean itself resonates at a frequency of 10 hertz frequency. That happens to be alpha. That's the part of the brain that creates that acetylcholine. So that chemical reaction that happens because of physiological response, our nervous system is always adjusting to our environment. And the simple way to explain this to the listeners, if you walk into a cold room, your body immediately begins to adjust. It shivers to try to bring up the warmth. If you walk into a hot room, your nervous system immediately starts to adjust. You start to sweat. So, and those are ones we can see, but there's also micro adjustments happening all the time. So if people are exposed to EMF, let's say, and things like that, they don't feel it on a conscious level, but the body is still trying to interpret those frequencies. And that's the problem we have today is earth frequencies like the ocean or earth frequencies like the mountain, which is 7.8 hertz frequency that happens to mirror theta. These are brainwaves and frequencies our body's been used to. We were born into it, you know, since the beginning of humankind. Now we're being introduced to so many different frequencies, and it's throwing off the electrical system of our body because it doesn't know how to interpret these. Now, eventually, it will. I mean, our body's very adaptive. But right now, I mean, we're just starting to get used to 3G, right? Or G3, and now we're getting 5G. To G5 and all this, or 5G. So, I mean, all these different things. So there are ways, though, to work with that. Like, we really are advocates of grounding mats. Clint Oprah, who wrote the book Earthing, is a friend of mine. And I have one right here where I'm talking to you. And while I'm working on my computer, I'm grounded. It's like I'm working outside. So our body is used to the frequency of the earth is very healing to the body. And if we can walk on the earth barefoot, we actually get negative ions from the earth. And it feeds our body just like we need those things. So we're disconnected from these things, light, sound, and vibration. And it used to be we would sit around the campfire at night, and we didn't burn logs all night just so that we could hear a smoke signal down the road like we do with our text messages or social media posts. We knew that, you know, when that log went out, we went to bed. You know, we didn't stay up. So what we're doing now is we're fighting our natural tendencies, and we're pushing the boundaries of our biology. And when we can relax, you know, get into that rest, relax and digest. So what we do with sound, light, and vibration is we're actually, the brain loves these things, and it's like a virtual reality, but you're creating it for yourself. Virtual reality can also be stressful, so we're creating the brainwave frequencies of mostly alpha and theta, but it depends on what they want to do. And one of the neat things we found is that we met with Lu Tai, who is the researcher at MIT, and she just did a study about gamma and blue light technology and how blue light will break down amyloid plaque in rats. You know, I know it will break it down in humans too, but they haven't done that study yet. So we met with her because they have a $10 million solution that does this, and their research shows that it improves gamma by 6%. Well, I showed her with BrainTap that you could put the BrainTap on, which is a $600 solution, and you can improve your gamma by 23%, not by going to gamma, but when you pass by these two frequencies of 10 hertz frequency that I talked about, or 7.8 hertz frequency, our body, we've been designed to, these are healing states. So what happens at 10 hertz frequency, we get a gamma burst and we get a delta burst. These are both really important to our brain and our ability to break down amyloid plaque. And then it does it again when we pass into theta. Now this happens every night when we're sleeping, which we'll talk a little bit maybe in the last segment about sleep. But in the reality is that our brain needs these different ones. We call it frequency switching technology, because what happens is people have basically learned to bypass the switching mechanism. That's why if you get a bad message in the morning, and some people do this, they'll get some bad news in the morning. Maybe they look at their phone, and you know, nowadays you don't even want to look at your phone in the morning if you're on news alerts, because you're going to get consumed by the news instead of consuming the news. But let's say you have a negative experience, if you don't shake it off, you've got a nervous system problem. You know, and I go back to even Deepak, like Deepak Chopra or Parahansa Yogananda, they talk about in the ancient text how children are different than adults, because when a child gets upset and angry, you know, they'll get upset and angry, cry, but then you look over an hour later or half hour later, they're playing and they forgot all about it. Whereas adults, unfortunately, we get upset, we get angry, we remember it, we call everybody on our phone about it, we tell them, we even go to meetings about it. You know, and it's like we're wearing a badge of honor because we've had all these bad things happen to us. And the reality is that our brain functions better with a little amnesia in those cases. You know, we always say forgive, forget, and move on. You know, so a lot of people aren't used to that. But so they get stuck in these states. In order to be angry, in order to be upset, in order to have any negative emotion, you have to be stuck in a beta state. Think of beta as your reactionary mind. Think of alpha and theta as your intuitive and inventive mind. We all have an intuitive and inventive mind. It's just most people, unfortunately, don't use it. They let other people tell them what to think or how to think. So the next component that we do is we teach them through guided imagery, visualization techniques, how to start thinking again, not what to think, but how to think. There's a big difference there. A lot of we've lost the ability to be creative.
Well, this is wonderful, and I look forward to the next segment. You're giving us a lot of really good information and very well described and easy to understand. You've done a wonderful job of that. And folks, if you've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this brief break with Dr. Patrick Porter, founder and chief brain tap officer at BrainTap, which was created with a singular mission in mind to better a billion brains. I love that statement. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the fourth segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I want to remind you they have a sale going on through July 18th. Get down there and order your supplements. It's a good time to do that. We want to stay healthy at this time of year, but also through COVID. And we've been talking with Dr. Patrick Porter, and we've been talking about the brain, the breakthrough in brain health with light, sound, and vibration. And Dr. Porter, you're going to tie that up in for us. You're going to explain how it all works together, synergistically, I'm assuming. So continue the conversation we've been having.
Sure. Thank you, Dana. But first of all, the biggest superpower we said in the very first section was sleep. And if we don't get sleep, then we don't rest, we don't digest. It throws everything off, all our neurohormones and all of those things. So what we found was in a study in 2016 in American Scientific, they talked about this lymphatic vessels in the brain. We knew in physiology that there's always a lymphatic vessel. But what they found out was there's these glia lymphomic cells that actually get the toxins out of the brain, but they only open up like the blood-brain barrier when we're in deep level 4 sleep. So a lot of people think I've slept 8 hours, but I'm still tired. They're not really sleeping. Time in bed does not equate to rest and relaxation. Nowadays, we have all these smart watches and devices that can measure our sleep. We need 1 hour of deep sleep, and we need at least 2.5 hours of REM sleep. The rest is kind of just icing on the cake. If you get more than that, then that's even better. So what we found with BrainTap, by using light, sound, and vibration, the side benefit that is probably the biggest thing we hear from our from the BrainTap users is that they're sleeping deeper, getting better quality of sleep, waking up rested and recharged. And we're retraining the brain to sleep better like a child, because as you go through sleep, you go through these different cycles. And I mentioned the brain waves in the last segment. We go through these this gamma, beta, alpha, but there's also more brainwave states than that. But just to be keep it simple here, we flow through these states, and then we should be 7 to 8 times at night hitting deep delta. When that happens, what they said is this is the only time the brain opens up the lymphatic vessels of the brain and detoxes. They call it a microburst. So it only happens for a nanosecond. Now, some people know that deep level 4 sleep can also be associated with paralytic sleep. And you might even woke up during this, which means you woke up and you couldn't move, sleep paralysis. If you did, think of it like you went to Detroit, Michigan, when Henry Ford was doing the assembly line on the Model T's, and they wanted to clean the line. They didn't clean the line while the workers were busy. Everybody took a coffee break. They cleaned the line. That's kind of the way the brain works. So with light, sound, and vibration, what we can do is we can retrain the brain to go through these different frequencies again. Remember, frequency switching technology. So we're going to train the brain to stay in these. Once it happens, as we go through alpha, we trigger the acetylcholine production. When we go through theta, we trigger the gamma production. GABA is probably the most researched drug on the market today, because two-thirds of the American population isn't sleeping well. One-third of American population isn't getting even 6 hours of sleep, which again goes back to the deep sleep cycles. The U.S. government says we need at least 4 hours sleep if you're in the military. But if you're not in the military, it's 6 hours. So, you know, you go figure what they're thinking. And 100 years ago, if you and I, Dana, were able to go back in time and spend time with our families 100 years ago, we'd be very bored, because they were getting 12 hours of sleep on average. In the 80s, wow. That changed. So they started saying in the 80s, hey, 8 hours of sleep. Everybody needs 8 hours of sleep. Well, in the 90s, that went to 7 hours. Now it went to 6 hours. And it's all because we don't know the difference between day and night anymore. We have televisions that have 200 channels. We have smartphones. And if you're dealing with things all over the world, you can get news reports. So it's keeping our brain awake. So we need the technology to get us back into that rhythm, that cycle. So when we talk about using this frequency response, the light, sound, and vibration, some people say, why do you have lights in the ears and eyes? Well, your eyes, actually, we do a lot of work with a group called NORA, the Neuro-Ophthalmology Research Association, and we thought this was true, but then they proved it right. Your eyes actually are responsible for 30% of your hearing. So if you've ever been to a lecture and you couldn't hear the lecture, but then you adjusted your line of sight so you could actually see the lecture, then you could hear them, that's because it's part of our primitive reflexes. You know, if you think about it, as we were hunters and gatherers, of course, we're concerned with what's behind us. If it's a startling sound, we'll hear it. Or if you've ever been in a restaurant and you're eating, and let's say that you're into natural health, and somebody at three tables over says, hey, I'm taking this new enzyme or something, then your ears might perk up. Or if you're a chiropractor, you might hear chiropractor or something, you know, and that perks you up. But most of the time, we're only listening to what's in front of us, because that's what we need to be aware of. We don't want to step on a snake. We don't want to, you know, get an alligator or whatever is going on in our primitive brain that tells us to do that. And so that light, we can engage more of the brain. Also, most people, when they meditate, believe it or not, are not meditating. Most people, when we put them on an EEG, they're stressing out, and they're supposed to be meditating because they're thinking too much. They're thinking, am I breathing right? Am I sitting right? Am I holding my posture? All these things, all of those things go into causing a stress response. We wanted to get rid of all that. So with light, sound, and vibration, we use the synchronization theory. If you go online to YouTube, you can put in synchronizing metronomes, and you'll see they have hundreds of metronomes. If they start them at all at different times, within 3 minutes, they're all synchronized. If you go into a clock shop, you will notice that all the clocks are all tuned at the same time. They know this takes about 3 minutes. In our universe, Everything synchronizes within 3 minutes if properly correlated with the right stimulus. So metronomes do it, clocks do it, our brain does it. It takes about 3 minutes. So the first 3 minutes of our training with BrainTap is all about synchronizing the brain. Remember that the dementia study was, we found that one brain was slowing down before the other, one hemisphere. We also see the same thing happens, but the opposite brain in ADD and attention deficit disorder. So all of these things are happening when you're, if these brains aren't synchronized. So light, sound, and vibration is the best way to stimulate the brain because it's the way our brain works. The whole universe is created of light, sound, and vibration. So as we think a tree is a tree and a leaf and a grass and a house, but at the basic fundamentals of the universe, it's all light, sound, and vibration. And so when we work with that, our brain then mirrors those responses, and we use our powerful nervous system, which is always adapting. So we can use the nervous system to adapt to it. And when what we did with the ear lights is another side note for the listeners, is that when we're working with autistic children, which we have great results with autistic children because they're missing alpha. So if you think about, if you don't have alpha, you can't speak. So think of it like each of these brainwaves are like a Wi-Fi network, and they're triggering different neurological functions and physiological functions and neurological functions, and speech is one of them. So what we did was we put a 297 hertz frequency broadcast through the ears, through the lights on the ears. So even though they look like they're solid, 297 times a second, they're flashing. We can't pick that up with our human eye, but our brain does, and it starts to synchronize. It tells our nervous system, hey, turn off that fight or flight brain and turn on the rest and relax and digest brain. And we found that with autistic children, it would do it. Now with adults out there, their problem isn't alpha. Their problem is theta. That's why they're not sleeping well. That two-thirds of America, they have not developed enough theta because nobody's doing that deep creative thinking like we need to do in meditate and problem solving. So that's when we put it all together, the real thing about this is we're going to teach people how to use their hardware a little bit better so they can use their software better, which is their thoughts. You know, we need to get the physiology in line with the psychology and get people well again. And that kind of sums up what BrainTap does. And we feel like it's one way that we can help those billion brains that we're talking about.
Well, you have described this so well, so succinctly, and really made it understandable. To get in touch with all of this information, they can go to braintap.com.
Yeah, if they want the free book, and they also get 15 days free on our app, if they go to braintap.pro, it's free. We don't ask for a credit card or anything. Just go there, fill in the information, click. And in 15 days, you get to keep the book forever. But in 15 days, if you don't want to be part of the app, it just goes away. You don't have to do anything. You can use it for 15 days for free.
Well, that's wonderful. What you've learned and what you've taught us is a gift. As our lives move forward, I'm always reminded that every day is a new day. Every minute's a chance to do something positive that gives you health-enhancing choices. So we have lots of choices we can make every day. And please remember, folks, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake in Village Green, wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day. And thank you, Dr. Porter. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.